We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov B'Pirchus Aliyo. We are in Zvachim, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Tes. Kol HaKadoshim Shekdishan B'Shas Isur Bamos. Here we're speaking about someone who designates a korban at a time when you're not permitted to bring korbanos on a bama. Let's say when we came to Shiloh. So during those years, we learned the Mishnah of Nesru HaBamos. So a person designates a korban during the time of Isur Bamos, and in fact, v'hikriven b'shas Isur Bamos b'chutz, and at that time, he sacrificed the korban b'chutz, meaning outside the Mishkan of Shiloh. So this is exactly what we said is prohibited, shchutei chutz, harelu ba'asei v'lo ta'asei v'chayavin aleihem kares. Such a person violates, number one, an asei, a positive commandment. We'll see what that is. A negative commandment. And he's also chayiv kares. So this is the worst of it all. This is where it's shas isur habamos. He designates the carbon at this time. And he's makriv the carbon at this time. This is based on the asei, is the pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, v'haya hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo lishaken shemo sham, which is, of course, reference to the Beis HaMikdash, but it can be anywhere where the Mishkan is. Shama Taviu es kol asharecha mitzaveh eschem. It's to there you have to bring the karbonos that I command you. What does that imply? Shama Taviu, you have to bring it there, but you can't bring it on a bama. So that's a positive commandment. It's a lav. It's a negative commandment that comes from an asei. So it's a form of an asei, an isser asei, where it says shama Taviu, you have to bring it to the Mishkan, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring it outside. So that's the asei you violate. What's the lo ta'aseh we violate? The pasuk there also says, Hishamer lecha, we quoted this pasuk before, guard yourself, pen ta'ale olosecha b'chom asher tereh, lest you bring up your karban ola in any place that you wish. So the language of Hishamer throughout the Torah is considered a lav. Hishamer b'negat saras. It's an example where you're not allowed to cut off taras. That's considered a lo ta'aseh. When the Torah says Hishamer, it's as if the Torah said lo. So that's the lo ta'aseh that one violates for bringing karbanos on a bama at the time of the Isur HaBamos. And there's a chiyuv kares as well. So that we learned in the previous parak. This is a Vayikra Yud Zayin. Ish mi beis Yisrael asher yaleh olo ozavach. That's the classic ha'ala'a b'chutz, as we mentioned, we learned already. So here you have a ha'ala'a b'chutz. Here you have an isser of bamos, of bringing it on a bama, which is involved both an asei and a lo ta'asei. And of course, the isser kares is the classic ha'ala'a shchute or ha'ala'a b'chutz. Then the Mishnah says, Ikdishan, though, what about this? Hikdishan v'shas heter bamos, v'hikrivan v'shas isur bamos. So here you have someone who designated his karban at a time when you were allowed to bring karbanos on bamos. So let's say he was in Gilgal. So then, the 14th year in Gilgal, and then the Mishkan team came to Shiloh. So at the time he designated his karban, he was allowed to do so, to have it brought on a bama. But at the time that he got around to bringing on the Mizbeach, it became the Mishkan already came to Shiloh. There was an Isser Hakrav on Obama. So says the Mishnah, if you do that, if you makriv that on Obama outside the Mishkan, Hare Elu Ba'asei V'lo Ta'asei, but Vein Chayv and Aleim Kares. There's an Asei and a Lo Ta'asei, but there's no Chiyuv Kares. So why is that? This is based on a different pasuk. This is a pasuk in Vayikra Yedzayin that says, "Leman asher yaviu bnei Yisrael es zivchehem asher heim zovchim al pnei hasadeh vehaviyum laHashem." The karbanos that we literally slaughter al pnei hasadeh on the face of the field, we should bring them to Hashem el Pesach ol Moed. V'lo yizbechu od es zivcheihem la si'irim actually means demons, chukas olam tiyeh zos lahem,
Lidorosa.
So what do we learn from this pasuk? So the Gemara assumes that this pasuk is speaking about our particular case. We have someone who has makdish the carbon, he designated the carbon, he sanctified the carbon at a time when there was a heter habamos, time that you were allowed to bring carbonos on a bama, Gilgal, Nov, Givon, whatever, but he was makrevid at a time when there's an isra habamos, where now let's say Mishkan is in Shiloh, we built a Beis HaMikdash. So because the language of Asher Heim Zovechim, which is what the pasuk says, that's a reference to Zvachim, Karbanos, that were ready to be shechted on a bama. But nonetheless, they were appropriately could be shechted at the time there was a heter habamos, but you were only makriv them later on. And the language of the pasuk uses is al pene hasodeh. We say these karbanos that potentially could have been shechted on the bama, if you makriv them though at the time of an isra habamos, it's as if you brought them al pene hasodeh. It's nothing. You didn't bring them on a mizbeach. And what does the pasuk say? Vehevi Lashem El Pesach Moed. You have to bring them to Hashem. That's the positive commandment. So here's the assay that you violate. Vehevi Lashem El Pesach Moed. You need to bring these karbanos that were speaking about karbanos that could have been brought initially on a bama, where at the time that you designated them. But now it's an Isra HaBamos. They have a yom, you should bring them to Hashem. That's the positive commandment that's violated if you don't bring them to Hashem. But the pasuk also had a negative statement. It said, V'lo yizbechu od. Don't slaughter anymore lasi'irim to the demons. That negative commandment, meaning you're slaughtering not, you're not bringing the carbon to Hashem, rather elsewhere. That's the mitzvah lo sase. But there is no chiyuv kares. Why not? Because the pasuk also ended with Tiezos Lahem Lidorosum. So what does that teach us? There's no Isser Kares. The answer is we learn from there Zos Lahem, this is for them, Volo Acheres Lahem. Meaning these are the only punishments you have, an ase and a lotase, and not kare. So that's so all the statements we go through them. When you have someone who designated something at a time of heter habamos, but he's makah them at a time of isra habamos, so the ase he violates is veheviyum lashem. The lotase is velo yizbichu od, but there's no chiyuv kares because it says lo slahem. The only thing you get are these things, the ase and the lotase, and not kares. What about the final case of the Mishnah, Hikdishan b'shas isr bamos v'ikrivam n'shas heter bamos? Here's the opposite. This is reverse of the previous case. He designated the carbon at a time where there was an isr bamos. Let's say it was in Shiloh. So he's not allowed to bring this on a bama, but he didn't bring it yet. He just was makdish it. And v'hikrivon b'shas heter bamos. But then, after 369 years in Shiloh were over, and now they're in Nov, so Nov is a time of heter bamos. And he brings it at that point. Says the Mishnah, hare elu ba'aseh, the only thing you violated is an aseh, v'ein b'hem b'lotaseh, but there's no lotaseh, and there's certainly no iser kares. What iser aseh does a person violate? After all, he was mocked for them at a time of heter bamos. But since he was makdish them at a time where there was an iser bamos, they violate the pasuk veheviyum lashem el pesachum ol moed. That is the aseh, and that remains. Perek Yutes Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah on Maseches Zvachim. Elu kachim kravim b'mishkan. What this means is that these are the karbanos that are brought, let's say when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, or Nov and Givon, even though there's a heter to bring individual karbanos on bamos, personal karbanos on a bama, but the karbanos that are mentioned here, we mention in general the communal karbanos, we'll see the list over here, these must be brought in the Mishkan and cannot be brought on a bama, even though there was a time of heter habamos. Another one says the Mishnah, kachim shehukdushu la Mishkan. These mean the general category are karbanos that were sanctified specifically to be brought in the Mishkan. What are those? Karbanos hatzibur kraven b'mishkan, the communal karbanos. We assume those are from the Mishkan. The karbanos hayachid b'bama. But if they are individual personal karbanos, those couldn't be brought on on a bama. Now the Mishnah specifies, says the Mishnah, karbanos hayachid shehukdushu l'mishkan, yikruvu b'mishkan, v'ikrivan b'ikrivan b'bama pat. So before we explain this, let's just understand what the difference is between Karbanos Tzibur. Karbanos Tzibur, we have Karbanos for Chagim that we bring, the general Karbanos that we have to bring a Seir, Rosh Chodesh, and the Chagim have their Karbanos, the Parim, all the Ayil that we bring. Those are all Karbanos Tzibur, Karbanos we have to bring on Shabbos and Yontif. Those are Karbanos Tzibur. Those you cannot bring on Obama. First, someone has a neder and a dava, he donates a carbon, so that's a carbon he can bring on Obama. Let's say you have an individual who potentially could bring his carbon on Obama at the time of Heter Abanos, but he specified when he designated the carbon, I'm planning to bring this in the Mishkan. I'm makdish this almanas to bring it in the Mishkan. So the Mishnah says, Yikavu b'Mishkan, l'chatzchili have to bring it in the Mishkan, because that's what you said. But b'diyevet, if you brought in Obama, pater, you're not going to be punished, because it's time of Heter Abamos. Nonetheless, he should then have to, he then still had his putter from punishment, but he still didn't fulfill his obligation because he promised, he said he's going to bring the Mishkan, so he has to bring another carbon in the Mishkan. Then the Mishkan says, Ma bein bamas yachad lebamas tzibur. We had the Bama Gedola, the Bamas Tzibur in the Mishkan, which we had in Gilgal, Novin, Givon, etc. But there was a Heter Abamos of Bamas Yachad. So what's the practical difference between bringing a carbon of the Bamas Tzibur in the Mishkan and bringing a carbon on a Bamas Yachid at the time of Heter HaBamos? Either way, you're bringing on a Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, no, there are many differences. So number one, says the Mishnah, smicha. What do we do on a carbon generally? We lean our hands on the head of the carbon before the shechita. The Torah speaks about this in Parshas Vayikra. So that smicha is not something that's done on a Bamas Yachid. That's something that's done only Bamas Tzibur. Ushchitas Tzafon. And the fact that Kachay Kachim need to be brought in the need to be brought in the north, let's say an Ola as an example, it need to be shechted rather in the north. You don't have to do that if you're bringing an Ola, voluntary Ola, let's say on a Bama, Umatan Saviv, or the fact that you're supposed to do Shtei Matanos Shein Arba. Many of the Karbanos we have, we talk about Shlomim, we speak about Ola, where you are Asham, two Matanos that are four, we mentioned many times, on two corners, but it ends up covering four sides. That's not necessary on a Bamas Yachid, but that has to be done on the Bamas Tzibur in the Mishkan. Utenufa v'Hagasha, or the waving of a Karban Mincha of the flower offering, or Hagasha, bringing the Mincha, the flower offering, close to the Mizbeach. These are things that are not necessary on a Bamas Yachid. Where do we learn this from? So take Smicha as an example. The Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem v'samach. Lifnei Hashem means only in the Mishkan. V'samach is only doing smicha there, Lifnei Hashem. Regarding Shechita B'Tzafon in the north, is it Safona Lifnei Hashem? You only have to worry about shechting in the north. If you're Lifnei Hashem, you're in the Mishkan. And regarding the sprinkling of the blood, it says V'zaraku Al HaMizbeach. So if the two that are four, you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. This is not a Mizbeach on the Bama. The one in the Beis HaMikdash is HaMizbeach, is the real Mizbeach. And only there do we have to do it Saviv. Or Tenufa. That's the example of waving a Karban Mincha. It says Tenufa Lifnei Hashem. And a Bamas Yachid, as we said, is not Lifnei Hashem and is not called a Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is just a parenthetical statement before we continue with the list. Ein mincha bebama. He says, even on the Bama Gedola, in the Mishkan itself, we're not makriv a korban mincha. The pasuk says vayikra yedzayin, and we quoted this pasuk from the previous Mishnah. Laman asher yaviu bnei Yisrael es zivchehem asher heim zovchim al pnei hasadeh. That's referring to, as we said, a korban that a person was makdish at the time of Heter Habamos. So, but what does the pasuk continue and say? Vizavchu zivchei shlamim. So zivchei shlamim, that teaches the zivachim and not menachos. And zivachim and not ofos. These just animal karbanos. So when we speak about a time of heter habamos, there is no karban mincha even in the Bama Gedola in the Mishkan. No flower offerings at that time, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah says, what other things are noheg by the Bama Gedola and not a Bama Katana? Vikihun. The fact that the Kohen is the one who does the Avoda, it says, V'zarak ha-Kohen es-Adam al Mizbach Hashem el Pesach Ol Moed. So what needs a Kohen? V'zarak ha-Kohen, the Mizbach, Mizbach Hashem. But the Bavas Yachid is not called a Mizbach, and therefore doesn't need a Kohen. U'bigdei Shares, the fact that you need Bigdei Kohuna, so assuming you do have a Kohen doing the Avoda, let's say on a Bamas Yachid, does he have to be wearing the Bigdei Kohuna? The answer is no. It says L'shares Bakodesh. The Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. That's where he does the service, where he has to wear the Bigdei Kohuna, not on a Bama. Uklei Shares, the fact that you have to use specifically, there were 93 Klei Shares in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need to use them. It says Asher Yisharsu Bam Bakodesh. When do you use those service vessels? In the Kodesh, when you're in the Mishkan, not outside. The Reach Nicharach. What does that mean? A beautiful fragrance. What does that mean? The carbon on the Bamas Yachid doesn't have a beautiful fragrance. So the answer is a halacha that's derived from Reach Nicharach. The halacha is that you're not permitted to place on the Mizbeach limbs of the animal that you roasted before you put them on. They should only be roasted. The Reach Nicharach is when you get a nice fragrance when they're burning for the first time. They're raw, and now you burn them and you're cooking them on the Mizbeach. That's the Reach Nicharach. You're not permitted to place on the Mizbeach limbs that you already roasted before you placed on the Mizbeach. That's not Reach Nicharach. But that only applies on the Bamas Tzibur, the Bama Gedola in the Mishkan. On a Bamas Yachid, you're allowed to do so. Reach Nicharach is only Lashem, only when you're in the Beis HaMikdash proper, in the Mishkan proper. Outside, it doesn't need Reach Nicharach, which means you can roast it before you put it on the Mizbeach and then place it on the Mizbeach. Umechitza bidamim. What does that mean? We spoke a lot about the Chut HaSikra, that red line that was a paint that was around the, it was a mesh when we had the Mishkan, then the Beis HaMikdash was a red line on the Mizbeach, which was halfway up the Mizbeach, to distinguish between, separate between the certain sprinkling of blood that was done above the Chut HaSikra and those that were done below. So there was no mechitza damim. There's no separation of blood. The pasuk says in Shmos Chav Zayin, referring to the Chut HaSikra, Ha'isa HaReshes. The Reshes means a net. It's like a mesh. In the Mishkan, it was like that. Ha'isa HaReshes Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach. Once again, HaMizbeach, but not Obama. V'richutz Urechutz Yadayim Raglayim. There's a halacha that the Kohen has the hands and feet washed. So even if you have, we don't need a Kohen, as we said, but maybe the whoever's bringing the Karban of the Bama has to wash his hands and feet. The answer is no, because it says when you're chatsu, only when you're coming into the Oel Moed. Aval, now the Mishnah goes, okay, so what do we have? In what way do we equate the Bamas Yachid to the Bamas Tzibur? Aval Hazman, so number one, if you had a machshava, all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta, if you had a machshava to eat or to from the carbon, or to be maktir, the emurim of the carbon, beyond its time, the carbon becomes pigal. That can happen even on a Bamas Yachid. V'hanosar, if you're left over from the carbon beyond its time, that has to be burnt. That applies on a Bamas Yachid as well. The fact that a person whose tame is disqualified to be makriv from carbon to eat from the karbanos, that applies as well to a bamas yachid. Shavim bazeh uvazeh. That applies to both. Where do we learn this from? Pasuk says, Vayikra zayin vizos toras zevach hashlamim. What do we learn from there? Toras, zevah, the law? So the answer is Torah achas l'chol hashlamim. There's a one rule, one law that applies to all shlamim. What does that mean? All shlamim, whether they're sacrificed on the Bama Gedola or the Bama Kitana. And in that context, we're speaking about the Zman regarding Pigol. So that tells us that there's a general rule that applies to all Bama Kitana, Bama Gedola regarding what? Regarding Zman, regarding the Machshav of Pigol, Chutz L'Zmano. And we learn Gzereshava, Avon Avon. Nosar from Pigel. We've had that in the past, that the Gzereshava, it's written, the word Avon is written by Pigel. It's Avon is written by Nosar. So if Pigel has this halacha that it applies on a Bamas Yachid, so too Nosar applies. And Tame is also mentioned in the Parsha. So therefore, all three of those will apply even to a Bamas Yachid, Slik Maseches Zvachim.